funny out there, too.
Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. David Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show, has joined us here on this Good Friday. David, how are you?
Very, very well, Phil. How are you doing? I heard the opening hour of your program as I was driving into my office, and I want everybody listening to your program today on this Good Friday to know that we want them all to have a great holiday season. And as we mark this holiday season of Easter, I want to tell all of your Christian audience, Phil, something that maybe they don't know. Your audience, Phil, and most of the Christian audience needs to understand something here on this Good Friday. Now, Phil, I know you were raised Catholic, correct?
Yes, I was.
And I know that Mike, your producer, and Craig Taylor, they were raised in Christian homes.
That is correct, yeah.
All right, this is something that all Christians listening to the Phil Hendry Show, and that includes Catholics, should know something, and I think it's important. You might want to sit a little bit lower in your saddle during the Christmas season, or during the Easter season, I mean, because Easter wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Jewish people.
That is true.
That is true. They were the first monotheistic faith. God talked to the Jewish people first. The traditional and sometimes anti-Semitic view of Christians has run its course. Consider this. At Easter, what do Christians eat more than anything else? Phil, I'll ask you first.
Candy.
Wrong. Ask Craig. Craig, at Easter, what do Christians eat more than anything else?
Craig, what is the answer? Craig says ham.
Bingo. That spits right into the eye of every Jew that ever was. Because, as you know, Phil, the Jewish people do not eat ham. Those who keep a kosher kitchen do not eat pig because they consider it to be a filthy beast. But at Easter time, we eat ham because I guess we don't care how the Jewish people feel. Now I'm going to lay something on you. That is so.
Well, can I ask a question?
You know, I want to finish this, then you can ask a question.
All right.
I got to back up.
I'm sorry if I messed up your thinking. I wanted to just ask a question about the ham thing.
Well, it's true. We sit down at Easter time. See, it's one thing that Christians don't like Jews. That's
I wouldn't say that is an absolute.
I'm not here to have a discussion with you, Phil. I'm making an announcement to your audience.
I understand.
All right. It's one thing that Christians have got a problem with Jews, but it's another thing that we sit down at Easter time and eat ham, as if to say, ha ha. Now I'm going to lay something on you that is so mind-blowing, most of your audience may not recover from. And I want them to know this, because this just might knock them down a few pegs. Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. Jesus Christ, not some guy south of the border, okay?
Right, I got it.
Okay. Jesus Christ was a Jew.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, but you knew that. But your audience, and this is about your audience, and when you butt in, you make it sound as if I'm talking directly to you, Phil. And
well, aren't some of these questions intended for me to respond?
Not necessarily. The questions are intended for your audience. Jesus Christ, it's not even a question, it's a statement.
I understand. Jesus was a Jew.
That's right. And your audience doesn't know that. And
well, I will tell you that I learned that very early. And
you learned it because you got an education, Phil, that a lot of people didn't get. Jesus Christ was a Jew, so remember that. And remember it the next time you start to bitch and moan about Jews killing Jesus, because the Jews didn't kill Jesus. The Romans did. Romans killed Jesus, not the Jews. Rome was in charge. They made the laws. They enforced the laws. And if anything, you should be pissed off at the Italians, because those are the sons of bitches that killed Jesus.
All right, let me jump in and say we have David Hall on, who is a director of programming for the Phil Hendry Show, and this is our annual Easter message that David delivers to my listeners. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. As I mentioned, you'd take calls on this, David?
Yeah, I'm here for the next hour, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And so our annual Easter message, it's always an interesting one, David, from you.
Well, it's unpredictable because I always like to sit and think about what I want to say to people. I write it down. I go through a few drafts, and I hit on this one. Last night I was talking to my wife, and I said, what can I say to the radio listeners of America on this Good Friday? And I'd say something, you know, maybe tell them something they don't know, that Jesus Christ was a Jew and that the Romans killed Jesus, not Jews, okay? And so the real culprits are the Italians. They killed Jesus.
The Italians killed Jesus.
The Romans did. You know, the Romans...
Well, wasn't it the Jewish people that were calling for the blood?
No, the Romans could have stopped it. That guy Pontius Pilate could have done something about it, but he didn't.
Pontius Pilate being the Roman governor.
Pontius Pilate being the Roman governor. He could have stopped it, but he didn't have the guts. He didn't have the balls, you know, and the Italians always like to tell you about they got big balls, right? Well, not then they didn't, because they take Jesus up to the top of the hill there and pounded his ass into a board, and that's all she wrote. So the thing that I want your audience to know, Jesus was a Jew. Think about that. When I found that one out.
when did you find out about that?
Last week. Someone told me. And I went, how do you know that? And they said, think about it. His mother and father were Jewish. I said, well, the father, you know, it was the Immaculate Conception. I mean, he was conceived without a man. And he said, yeah, but the mother was Jewish. He was raised in a Jewish home. He's a Jew. Just the way if your mother's Jewish, you're raised a Jew.
And you found out about that last week, huh?
I found out last week. And what are you trying to say? You're smarter than me? Because you heard about it in school? You were raised in the Catholic Church. You're going to learn that stuff. But this is something that I want people to find out about, because I think it says a lot about how we should celebrate Easter. Jesus was a Jew. So I think that we should reconsider eating a lot of the things that we eat, and we should reconsider believing the things we believe.
Well, David, to jump in here, a couple of things you said. Number one, Christians virtually spit into the face of Jewish people when they eat ham at Easter.
That is correct.
Are you proposing that we stop eating those non-kosher foods at Easter?
I think in deference to the Jewish people, we should, because Passover is celebrated this time. That's number one. And number two, I think we need to recognize the Jewish roots of Christianity. Okay? That's number two. And number three, I think that it finally needs to be said that the Guineas, I mean the Italians, or whatever you want to call them, were the ones that killed Jesus.
I don't know that. You know what? It's an interesting.
Don't backpedal. These greaseballs took him up the hill. They nailed him to the cross. And what I'm trying to say is, for the longest time, the Jewish people have been blamed for that.
Well, outside the gates of the prison where he had been taken, were they not Jewish people calling for his blood?
There might have been some, but there were Roman soldiers there making fun of him. And the guy that called the shots, Pontius Pilate, which you'll notice in those days, they didn't have those Guinea names like they do now, like, you know, whatever you want to call it, Roberti, Mastriani, something like that. This guy, Pontius Pilate, which is a Latin guy, he didn't do nothing, and he could have.
All right, David Hall is with us. Did you know Jesus was a Jew? Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ocala on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil. I love
yes,
your
sir.
Show.
Thank you. El Paso on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. El Paso, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to make a comment about the... It seems like a cheap shot at getting an audience, bringing up this at Easter time. When,
what do you mean a cheap shot at getting an audience? Well, why would people listen?
Well, it's a very...
I'm just saying to you, did you know...
To get information out, and that's
wrong.
Exactly what
Jesus,
this is
Jesus was Jewish, and I found
well,
this
well,
out.
Well, that's common knowledge, though.
Well, no,
everybody
it is.
Knows that.
Well, no, you may, but not everybody knows it. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, Joseph
I know
was
it.
His father, he was Jewish, and Mary.
Well,
was
Joseph was his
Jewish.
Stepfather. Joseph was his stepfather.
Okay, his stepfather.
Right.
Exactly.
But did you know that Jesus was a Jew? And
yes.
In so doing, well, then you can't blame... Do you think the Jews killed him?
No.
Okay, there you go.
No, I take that back. The Jews did kill him.
No, they did not. No, they did not. The Romans did.
The Romans...
The Romans did it. And are you Italian?
No, I'm not.
Why are you backing them up?
I'm not backing anybody up. This is a matter of...
I'm saying the greaseballs...
making a comment about...
You don't have to call the Italians greaseballs either, David.
I'm making a point that the Guineas started in with their killing people way back then.
Well, if you look at what you said is true about Christ being a Jew.
Right.
Where you're wrong is who really paid for the crucifixion of Jesus, and that was the Jews.
The Italians.
So the Jews crucified him.
No, the Italians did. Sorry.
No, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You
eat ham? Do you eat ham on Easter?
I love ham on Easter.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, that is anti-Semitic. I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying you
I eat ham on Easter with Jews.
What's that?
I eat ham on Easter with Jews.
Yeah, that's a slap in their face.
No, they're eating with me when I eat ham.
Well, they're not real Jews. Then are you sure they're Jews?
Oh, definitely.
How do you know?
Because.
Were they dropping their pants there at the dinner table? I'm trying to...
Okay, thank you, sir, for your call. David, you know...
No, I want to find out... What did you do? Did you hang up on him?
I got to move on. I got to take a break, okay?
Well, I want to find out how these people think they know when, in point of fact, they don't. And I really think that there's a knee-jerk thing here where you say that the Italians killed Jesus. Well, there's a lot of Italians out there that don't like that. Well, there's a lot more of Italians than there are Jews. First of all, there's only a few Jews around. So how could they be there and killing Jesus? That's what I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is our annual Easter message from David G. Hall, our program director. And one of the points that he's making here is that, did you know Jesus was a Jew? And secondly, the Jews didn't kill Jesus, the Italians did. The Romans. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And that's where I found out about it, Phil, and that's incredible. Just incredible.
So last week you found out that Jesus was a Jew.
Yes, by rereading and by talking to people. And then everything started to add up, that we should treat the Jewish people better, see, because he was a Jew. And that ham eating on Easter, that's way over the line, way overboard.
But when I say to you that, and by the way, this is the Phil Hendry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. When I say to you that I knew Jesus was a Jew...
That's because you were educated in the Catholic Church. You have an education. You got to understand something. I keep trying to tell you this. You're talking about radio listeners. The average intelligence out there is equal to that of about 11 or 12-year-old. Now, I don't mean to be offensive. Excuse me, Phil, but I have to impress that upon you.
All right. David G. Hall is my guest. He is the Vice President of Programming for the Phil Hendry Show. His annual Easter message, Jesus was a Jew. And
don't forget, the Italians killed Jesus. The Jews didn't, on account of it was the Romans, not the Jews.
And the Italians killed Jesus.
And you know, if you think about it, the Italians are the ones that had the mafia. The Jews are, you know, there's Israelis. Those guys are balls to the wall. But American Jewish guys... I'm not going to say that they're candy asses, but they're not going to go out and kick ass.
Well, the Israelis were the ones that were over there in the first place, okay?
Yeah, but in those days, I don't think they kicked ass. Now they do, because of the whole thing with the Palestinians.
Whatever, man. You're losing me.
That's why I'm giving you the information.
I understand. Hold on. Let's go to Ocala on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a comment for David Hall.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, first of all, I want to say what I want to say. I want you to interrupt, please.
I want to say one thing about those hats that the Jewish people wear when they go to church, and they wear the hats, right? That's what you got to understand, those hats.
All right. Can I talk?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm 20 years old, all right? I have grown up in a Christian home all my life, but I have friends that aren't, they have no religion or whatever, and it's common knowledge that Jesus was a Jew. You're the
common
ignorant
knowledge.
One that you just found out a week ago, okay?
No, it doesn't add up. If everybody knows that Jesus was a Jew, but everybody doesn't like Jews, then everybody wouldn't like Jesus.
Who says that nobody likes juice, first of all?
Oh, come
second
on.
Of all,
well, you're calling from Florida. You know what I'm talking about. The other thing is...
Whoa. What do you mean? Florida's got plenty of Jewish people.
Miami, yeah. Miami does. Where's she calling from? Where are you at, lady?
I'm Ocala, in Lebanon.
Oh, God almighty. You might as well be in Alabama. Everybody loves Jesus. He's a kick-ass guy.
Let me speak about the ham, okay? First of all, you say that eating ham on Easter or whatever is offensive to the Jews.
Right.
Well, as a Christian, I'm offended that you can come on the air and cuss and speak very vulgar when about Jesus Christ.
No, what did I say?
I'm offended.
What did I say that was bad?
You have been using foul language about the private parts and cussing, and it's offensive
private
to me.
Well, you did say, you said balls.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, you can't take that back. You can't just say, oh, I'm sorry.
And by the way, would you do me a favor?
But you can be angry at everybody.
Would you do me a favor and turn your goddamn radio down? Because
David, this is not winning us any listeners, okay? Ma'am, I apologize. I think what he's trying to say is that there have been some things that have been attributed to the Jewish people that should not be. For instance, the crucifixion of Jesus.
That's correct, Phil.
You know what? There has been a lot put on black people, white people.
White people?
Kind of race,
what has been put on
religion,
what's been put on white people?
There's things that have been put on every religion and every race.
Wait, listen to her making apologies now for hating Jews. You know something?
Wait, she didn't say she hated Jews.
I never said I hated Jews. I have Jewish family. You're full of malarkey.
Malarkey?
Yeah, sorry.
And now who's cussing? Now who's using vulgar language?
Oh, whatever. It's not even bad. It's not a cuss word.
Yes, it is. It's foul. And I'm offended by it.
Malarkey?
Yeah.
Now you're offended?
Did you dump it?
Yeah, we dumped malarkey.
Thank God. All right, look, all I'm saying is, understand that Jesus was a Jew, number one, and so therefore you should like Jews.
Do you like Jews? Jesus was a Jew.
Yes, she likes Jews.
Oh my goodness, I never said. I know.
If you eat ham on Easter, you probably help pay Hitler's gas bill too. And I will.
Well, that's way over the line.
Oh, no, it's not. Because
if you eat ham on Easter, you help pay Hitler's gas bill. Good God!
What are you talking? Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm your boss. You know that.
Yes, I think that's completely.
I'm your boss. And you're talking to me like that.
David,
don't you ever yell at me. Ain't that right, ma'am? Ma'am?
What?
Am I right or am I wrong?
About what?
About him yelling at me.
I think people should respect each other.
There you go.
But you come on here and you don't respect him.
Well,
and you don't
eat
respect
ham.
The viewers. You call the viewers ignorant, which I am not ignorant.
Well, ma'am, the fact that, no, I believe that you're a very intelligent young lady, but most of these other idiots that I'm going to be talking to.
All of my friends, all of my family, everybody I've ever come in contact with, and we talk about religion, knew that Jesus was a Jew and that the Romans killed Jesus, unfortunately.
Ma'am, I'm willing to believe that you're intelligent, but you didn't really give yourself much of a shot when you said that all of the viewers. This is a radio show. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Okay, you said viewers.
But
so
I think
right
you
there,
came on here very ignorant and
so
saying
right there,
that most
I think
people don't know that Jesus is a Jew.
Well, you don't know that we got viewers instead of listeners. Look, lady, just be quiet for a second and let me make my point, okay?
You know what I'm talking about. You're just trying to cut me down and make yourself look better.
No, ma'am, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. You said malarkey.
I'm just very upset, and for me to say viewers and listeners, you know what I'm talking about.
No, well, you're sounding very stupid when you say that.
No, she knows what she's confusing TV and radio, and that's no sign of ignorance. Ma'am, thank you for your call. I have to move on.
Oh, yeah, give her the last word, Phil.
I have to move on. It's Phil Hendry's show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 with David Hall. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. David G. Hall, the program director of our syndication effort here, is on the line with me from Los Angeles. And he has delivered his annual Easter message.
Right, and I feel that it's gotten confused a little bit, Phil. I want to repeat the Easter message in case anybody is tuning in later on.
But some of it got a little controversial, that's all.
I understand. I'll smooth that out. But I just want people to know. As Christians, we should pay particular attention to the fact that we wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the Jewish people. That's number one. They were the first people that God talked to, and I think a lot of Christians are jealous of that, Phil.
In what way?
Well, I think that a lot of Jews, I mean, a lot of Christians feel that the Jewish people, you know, somehow God favored them, and I think that God did favor them. I mean, he talked to them first. He didn't talk to the Christians first, so a lot of Christians are pissed off about that. And to get back at the Jewish people, Christians eat bacon and ham, and they have pork cutlets and stuff like that, and they're always in their face with the pork and everything. Always with BLTs. You know, it's not enough that they eat bacon. Let's make a sandwich out of it. Let's get into the face of every Jewish deli owner, walk in and say, I'll have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. I think it's wrong. I think something should be done.
And then, of course, your contention that most people don't know that Jesus was a Jew.
It's not my contention. I believe it's a fact, and I think you know that. And I think you're saying that to play the devil's advocate with the audience.
I think that most people know that Jesus was a Jew.
Well, I found out last week, and I also found out most people don't know that, except for you and a couple of women that called. What are you laughing at?
I'm just, what you're saying. The other thing is, just to follow up, is that the Italians killed Jesus.
The Romans, yeah.
Sioux Falls on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This gentleman hasn't read his history.
I haven't read my
history. With all due respect, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of the issue, sent him back to the priests. It was a religious argument.
He could have stopped
it. They didn't like the young rabbi and what he was saying.
He could have stopped it.
They had the young rabbi killed.
Yeah, and the Romans did it.
The Romans didn't.
The Romans led him up the hill.
And it doesn't matter.
And that Roman guy stuck that spear in his side, too.
The man was born to die for us.
Are you a nun?
Somebody had to kill him. He had to die for us.
Are you a nun?
No.
You sure know a lot about this for a woman.
Oh, get over it.
No.
I read history, okay?
I'm
now,
just,
as
I'm
far as the ham thing is concerned, you don't hate Jews because you like to eat bacon.
And then why are we forcing the beer?
I'm amazed that you are a manager of any kind of a major business because you are so dumb.
Is this Passover? Notice I let you call me dumb, and I don't do anything about it. Because I respect you. But this is Passover, right?
What's your point?
What are you doing shoveling bacon into your face?
Because I like bacon.
Well, you know what? Jews can't stand
that. And I respect the fact that they don't eat bacon, and they need to respect the fact that I do.
Why would you eat the meat of a filthy animal like that?
Because it tastes good.
Forget about it. Okay, this sounds like that conversation they had at the end of Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
Because pork chops taste good, you know?
Well, this isn't Pulp Fiction.
This is Passover,
and the WAP, the only part about this that is like Pulp Fiction, the WAP's killing Jesus.
No, the Italians did not kill Jesus. The Romans and the Jewish priests killed Jesus.
Romans are Italian. Thank you. Jesus.
That's
Talk
silly.
About your audience is smart, Phil.
The Romans, the ancient
smart.
Rome, Italy didn't even exist, okay, until, 200 years ago?
The clocks don't read 420 in this studio. This ain't Pulp Fiction.
Got it. Milwaukee, Oregon, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I want to say, first off, I'm 40 years old, been raised in a Christian church. I've been taught to hate Jews. In fact, we have a very special place in our hearts for the Jewish people. We think they're very precious.
Did you know that Jesus was a Jew?
Oh, Jesus was a Jew. We were taught that since we were little.
You found that out tonight.
And we don't blame, we've never blamed Jews for killing Jesus.
A lot of people do, lady.
Well, there's something wrong with their Christianity because if they would get to the root of Christianity, it's God's love sending his son to die on the cross.
The Italians killed him.
And redemption for our sins so that we could go to heaven through his shed of blood.
Got it.
And it was
the reason
Jesus,
is she going to read the Bible or something?
I'm getting things straightened
out. She's getting things straightened out, yeah.
Jesus, this is Bible quoting, man. This is murder, okay? It's murder. It's a tune-out.
Well, let the lady say what she wants to say.
Jesus submitted himself.
Man.
Jesus submitted himself to do the dying of the cross. Otherwise, he had no purpose in coming to earth. That was his purpose.
Fascinating.
And I also want to thank the Jewish people for giving us the Old Testament.
Yeah, that's great.
That is a very special place in our hearts as well as the New Testament. And I encourage the Jewish people to get into the New Testament because they'll be surprised when they read it.
Jews don't want to read the New Testament, okay, because it's crap.
It's
they already
have
their own religion, all right? They don't need yours.
It's
that's
the love
number
of
one.
God.
Number two, start talking to more WAPs about what they did to Jesus, and I think you'll figure this whole thing out.
It's the love
Thank
of God.
Thank you. Next call, Phil.
Ma'am, I have to hang up.
Next call, Phil.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you. Here is Amsterdam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, I just want wanted to say that I don't know a single person that doesn't know that Jesus was a Jew. And
well, you guys are all real religious right-wingers and stuff. All of your people know that. I'm talking about everybody else out there.
Well, I have lived in many parts of this country and have been all over the world, and I have never...
Well, you hang around with religious people, right?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
No, you must be living in a shell if you just found out this a week ago.
I found out last week that Jesus was a Jew, so that's why I'm saying to Christians, quit breaking Jewish people's balls.
Well, I'd like to see how many people call up to say they've never known that Jesus wasn't a Jew.
I haven't talked to one person other than when I came into Phil's studio about Jesus being a Jew. Nobody knows.
No one you know.
Nobody I know.
The five people you know don't know. But
the five
people
I know.
That,
I know a lot of people. Everybody in radio that I talk to didn't know that Jesus was a Jew. Even the Jewish guys that I work for.
Well,
they don't know.
I'll listen for the rest
of the
evening.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah to your bosses.
I'll listen for the rest of the evening and find out how many people call that say they didn't know it.
Now, are you calling from Amsterdam what?
Thank you very much.
Amsterdam, thank you very much. Which is what? Is that in NATO?
That's Amsterdam, New York.
Got it.
1-800-449-8686. I want to take just a second here to clarify that you just found out last week Jesus was a Jew.
Yes, I did.
You also believe that it wasn't the Jews that killed, which is fine with me. I happen to agree with you. It was the Romans that killed Jesus.
That's right.
Well, I agree with you on that one because they're the ones that they had the power. But you're also saying that eating BLTs is a way of insinuating some offense to the Jewish people. How do you figure that?
Because the BLT was invented by some son of a bitch that wanted to get it on a deli menu. See, the minute that you get that BLT on a deli menu, you're screwing around with the Jewish people. Wrong, wrong, wrong. It's Easter. It's Passover. Have some respect. And what are you having on Sunday, Henry? What are you guys eating on Sunday?
Honey baked ham.
Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. You put one piece of ham in your face on Sunday, don't walk in here Monday.
David, my wife makes a honey...
You put one piece of pork in your face on Sunday, don't walk in here on Monday.
My wife makes a honey-baked ham every year.
Don't do it.
What am I supposed to do?
You can have anything other than that. Have yourself a steak. Now I got an anti-Semitic host on the air. Do you know how this can kill this company? You're a Jew hater, and you hold down for...
I am not. I'm having a honey-baked...
No, you're not having no honey-baked ham. No ham, no bacon, no pork chops with rice.
Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have a question. Is this gentleman a Christian?
Am I what, ma'am?
Are you a Christian, sir?
Sure.
You are a Christian?
Yeah.
And how long have you been a practicing Christian? Have you gone to church as a child and everything else?
Yeah.
And you just barely found out that Christ was a Jew?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well,
you don't walk into church every day and they don't say, here is our Jewish leader, Jesus. Nobody ever says that.
Oh, sir, I teach Sunday school.
Well, you teach Sunday school. You see what I'm saying? You guys are educated. I'm talking about the run-of-the-mill idiots. I was baptized as an infant. I'm a Christian.
Okay, sir. Well, you know what? Right
you eat
now,
ham?
What?
You eat ham?
Do I eat ham?
Yeah.
Well, for Easter this year, we're having steak and lobster.
Okay. Oh, Christ. Lobster.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
That's not kosher either.
Oh, that's
why
right.
Why is that not kosher?
Shellfish is not kosher.
Why not?
I don't know. Ask the Jewish people. It's not. It's a bottom. First of all, the reason why it's not kosher is bottom dwelling. It eats garbage. All shellfish are bottom dwelling garbage eaters. It's
okay,
like eating
well, you
a cockroach.
Eat what you're going to eat for dinner on Sunday.
It's
I'll
like
eat
eating.
I'm
it's like
dinner.
Eating a cockroach. Are you? You teach and you don't know that that's not kosher?
Sir, you know.
You know
what?
Something. You're not that much of a teacher. You're eating shellfish and ham.
I am not eating ham.
Do you remember that book by Dr. Seuss, Shellfish and Ham?
No, sir, I'm not.
It was all about hating Jews.
No, sir.
And Dr. Seuss
also,
didn't hate
sir?
Jews, okay?
Well,
sir,
crap.
Listen to
yes,
me.
Green eggs
sir?
And ham. What a Jew hater. Yes,
sir?
Ma'am.
Sir,
yes.
I am not a Jew hater.
Well, then
I
you better start
Christian.
Learning about
no,
shellfish.
Sir, will you please let me finish?
Learn about shellfish.
Sir,
learn about
let
shellfish.
Me finish.
Learn about shellfish.
Sir, I have listened to you. I'm asking you for the same respect just to listen to me.
All right, ma'am, can I ask you, we're going to give you all the time you want. I have to take a break, but I want to come back to you, okay?
Thank you.
Look at that. Henry's cutting you off. What do you think of that?
I'm not cutting her off. I'm going to give the lady the time she wants. I have to take a break. Hold the line, please. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Craig Taylor, our engineer, picks some, you know, good bumper music.
That kicks ass.
David Hall is our program director. He's on the line with us talking about Easter and the Passover season, how Jewish people have been disrespected.
Phil, let me put it to you this way. The Jewish delicatessen today, which is really in many ways the underpinning of the Jewish culture is a broad and very rich heritage. The deli plays a big part in that. And guess what would kill the Jewish deli if you weren't serving it anymore?
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches.
You got it. So the Christians have somehow insinuated pork into the Jewish deli. And if they pull the BLT out of there, you destroy Jewish delis, you destroy the Jewish culture. Christians did that. The Jews didn't do that. Christians. They're going to destroy Judaism by pulling BLTs out of the delis at the right moment. When the right moment comes along, they'll strike.
They'll pull all the BLTs out of delis.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is something that you have to understand.
Salt Lake City, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Another question I have for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you claim to be a Christian and everything.
Well, you claim to be a teacher, but you didn't know anything about kosher.
No, I am a Christian.
Well,
and
you know
and
about
I even
shellfish.
Love you. And I even love you.
You know shellfish.
You know, but you know what?
Do you know about shellfish?
Do you know what?
You don't want to be wrong.
I'm not going to get
you're
off
like
on.
You're like a lot of teachers. You don't want to be wrong.
Sir,
just tell
sir,
me you didn't know
sir,
anything about shellfish.
Sir.
You know anything about BLTs?
Sir, you know what? I'm not going to talk to you about
food. No, of course not. You don't want to talk to anybody that's smarter than you.
Oh, sir.
Well,
listen to me, sir.
Oh, sir.
As far as the Jews,
the
okay?
Christians are paying the
Christ,
Jews back for killing Jesus.
Okay,
the
Christ
Jews didn't even do it. The WOPS did.
Jews, sir.
The WOPS did it.
I believe that the Romans were the ones that carried out the act. But
what?
Like the previous caller said, Christ came down here knowing that he had to die for us. That he had to die for us. The Romans were the one that carried out the act.
You got
However,
it. You got it.
Yeah, I will agree
you.
With you on that. But,
okay.
sir, those priests...
And what
those
about
Jewish
the BLT?
Priests, they're the ones that went to Pilate.
What about the BLT?
Sir,
what about
they're
the BLT?
Ones that went to him and told him the things that they had
and
to
do. By the way, they're called rabbis. You know, you really are very uneducated when it comes to Jewish people.
Okay.
Jewish priests, they're called rabbis, and shellfish ain't kosher. All right, next call, Phil.
What do you mean, what about the BLT?
She don't know nothing about BLT.
Well, sir, why are we talking about food?
Because the BLT is pork.
What
pork goes
doing,
into the
sir,
Jewish
you're
deli.
Taking a subject.
No.
You are taking a subject,
no, ma'am.
Sir.
No, ma'am.
You know
what,
sir?
What?
Listen.
What?
You know what?
What?
I disagree with a lot of what you're saying.
Thank you.
But that does not change the fact...
That you love me.
I do.
Thank you.
I do,
and I love
I
you, too.
I am a Christian.
And I love
a Christian,
you.
And
I love
I
you very
it.
Much. I love you very much.
And I live it. I love the Jews. I love the Italians. I love the Romans.
You
I love
the WOPs that killed Jesus. Boy, that takes
well,
some guts.
You know what?
Oh, come
it had
on,
to happen.
Well,
it had to happen.
I love
if
you.
If it wouldn't have happened, sir, we'd all be
I love
be
you
doing.
And I want you. What do you
huh?
think of that? I love you and I want you.
You want me?
Yes.
I'm not even going
to What is that supposed
you.
To mean?
She said that she loved me.
I do. I love you with the love of the Lord.
And I love you. And I want you. What is wrong with that?
Want me as in which way, sir?
I want you to show me how you love me. How would you love me?
How I'd love you is I would let you voice your opinion. I would let you speak.
Well, let's say
you
and I were having coffee.
Huh?
Let's say you and I were having coffee.
Okay, we're having coffee. That's fine. I'd probably buy your cup of coffee.
That's it?
What are you doing, man? She's telling you that she loves you.
Just shut up for a minute. Is that it?
That would be it, yes.
You wouldn't want to tell me what, you know.
No.
What you like?
I can. You know what?
You want to tell me what you like?
You have now taken it to another level.
Tell me what
as
you
a Christian,
like.
I'm not even going
like.
To go at.
What do you like?
You know what? I really enjoy your show.
You know that
I appreciate
bath
it.
Oil?
My family enjoys it. My husband, my son, they listen to you guys all the time.
The bath oil?
I just happened to have it on because
yeah.
I was doing the dishes while they were listening to it.
You like a silk robe
guy? And this man needs to really go back and read his Bible.
Tell me what you like.
He really needs to go back and read his Bible
tell me
and
what you
really
want.
Know what Christianity stands
tell
for.
Tell me how you like it.
All right,
tell
sir.
Me how you like it.
Thank you.
Tell me how
goodbye.
You like it. Tell me how you like it. God!
She loves you, man, as a Christian. She
didn't tell me how she likes it.
It ain't about that. It was about...
Well, what was it about?
It was about the talking about... Do you know we're talking about Easter?
I brought it up. I know we're talking about Easter.
Silmar on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. I just like to say that this whole conversation is very hypocritical. Because
why is that?
Well, sir, you're calling everybody idiots, and it's obvious to me that you've never even read the Bible. You can't get through the first chapter or the
I know
first
what
book.
The, I know how
excuse
the Bible
me,
starts.
Let me finish. If you can keep your mouth shut,
I
I'll be done in a second.
I know how the Bible starts.
If you, sir, would read Matthew, the first book in the New Testament, you can't get through that book without realizing that Jesus was Jewish. Secondly, sir...
Where does it say that?
Read the whole book, okay?
No, come
I'm
on,
not going to
tell
quote
me.
Scripture to you because well, then you'll cut me off. Okay,
you're making it up.
Subject,
you're making
sir.
It up. You're making
what
it
does,
up.
What does eating anything have to do with Easter? Because the Jewish people do not celebrate Easter. It's not part of their Passover.
Well,
and what does
Christians
it matter what you
Jews.
Or anyone else eats on Easter?
I got the Bible on tape. Is it in there?
I don't
the
know.
The Bible on tape?
Yeah.
I read it myself. I don't
so,
need anyone to
I got that. I got that Bible on tape. It's so boring. It put me to sleep. So
well,
where's
that's
this
really
Matthew
pathetic.
Thing?
You call yourself a Christian, and the book that tells you about your salvation is boring to you?
I love Jesus, but he's. You got to admit that crap is boring. I got to find a way
not
to.
Not to me.
Well, maybe not to you. You could sit there and read Matthew until the cows come home. I got to have some action. So that's why
okay,
I got that Bible on
action?
Tape.
You want action?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you
read
think?
Read the Bible. It has action.
Oh,
all
the
Bible.
Look at lady. All I'm saying is the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Bacon is pork. It's not kosher.
Correct.
That's insulting to Jewish people.
But you know
somehow
what,
they serve them in Jewish delis.
You
that's because
what?
The Christians forced them to serve BLTs in a Jewish deli. And
this
the
is
BLT
America.
Is
if they don't want to serve unkosher food in their deli, then they do not have to.
You
this
think
is America, and they have that freedom not to do that.
Do you know what they should do?
They
should
do?
Produce the Bible and put it on Broadway. Then somehow I'd like it. But Jesus, having to read this stuff, why don't they put it on Broadway
okay,
like they
and
did?
Another,
the
I have another
what about
question
the Beauty
for
and
you.
The Beast? Remember Beauty and the Beast?
I have another question for you,
well,
sir.
Come
you
on.
Call yourself a Christian,
yeah.
And yet you are constantly using God's name in vain.
I didn't say anything in vain. I said, why
excuse
don't they...
Excuse me, you keep saying Jesus as a cuss word.
No, I didn't say it as a cuss
yes,
word. I said,
you do.
Hey, Jesus, I'm asking him, how about putting the Bible on Broadway?
No.
Putting
no,
the
no.
Bible
you're,
on Broadway.
Listen.
Yeah, like the Lion King.
Listen to
but
me.
But no, they're
when
not going to do that. Yeah?
When this other gentleman said something about eating ham...
Phil Hendry
sir,
Show.
You said
1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, Jesus ate ham. He didn't eat ham. He was
you
a Jew.
You used it as a cuss word, sir.
He's a Jew.